This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Harvey is back on land. It's slamming Louisiana right now. The storms, the torrential rain, also triggering more massive flooding in Texas.
All right, take a look at this. It's brand new, and it's kind of terrifying, showing water taking over a shelter in Port Arthur, Texas, where families fled to escape the catastrophic rainfall over the last few days.
Wow. The mayor saying his whole city is now underwater. A flood of 9/11 calls are coming in, and there's no one to help. The National Guard now on the ground in Houston after major concerns of looting.
There ain't enough law enforcement to get around to help nobody. You can't call 911, so you got to protect yourself at all time, and that's what I'm doing.
The fourth largest city in the nation now under mandatory curfew hours.
And by the way, I guess in that situation, if you're in Texas, you can carry a gun, and if there's no law enforcement, you can protect yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, so what do you think? It's kind of crazy with some of the stuff that's happening there, Scott. You know, for the most part, you know, it seems like a rather supportive and kumbaya moment how Texans are working together. But like in all things, you're going to have ugliness raise its head. Looting taking place, you know, it's, you know, people are taking advantage of other people. I heard of Best Western that lost their franchise because they tripled their prices, you know, over the weekend, you know, for, you know, for the, you know, the rental, the night stay there. You know, it's unfortunately, you know, this kind of stuff raises its head also.
Which why would you do that? Like, that's nothing but greed.
Yeah.
That's nothing but greed right there.
Yeah. And you just cannot take advantage of people like this. And, you know, you're going to pay the price, whether it was, you know, and other things, you know, Hurricane Sandy and Katrina and that, you know, you had instances like that that took place. And, you know, and it just, and unfortunately it happens. And, but it seems to be, for the most part, somewhat minimized there. Again, I'm more, I guess, touched by, you know, those people we were talking about even last night at a media dinner I was at, and that, you know, the boats that were there saving people. I mean, there's no white boats or black boats, you know. It's just boats out there, people out there helping, you know, people that, hey, or, you know, you're the right kind of black person, or you're the white kind of Hispanic or whatever, you know. It's just, no, get in the boat. You know, we're here, you know, we're here to save people. And, yeah, you know, so that is quite encouraging, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe this can lift us out of this divisive era that we're in right now, this rather contentious area that you want to argue about everything, and then of course the media can't help themselves. I mean, they're more concerned about the shoes that the First Lady is wearing, you know, being critical of that, and you know that she was had a hat on that said FLOTUS, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, why was that? You know, an issue. It's just unbelievable, you know, the kind of pettiness that is going on, especially when people, you know, are so desperate there. I mean, there's a report I'm reading this morning about a University of Tampa professor who writes that Texans deserved Hurricane Harvey because of their support for Donald Trump. I mean, you know, this is...
Which is a little weird because last I checked, Houston is more than just Republicans. So I don't know. That stuff like that should never be said. If you write something like that, you should really start questioning decisions that you've made in your life.
Well, you know, at some point you got to stop and just say, "Wow, have I gotten that deranged? That this is I mean, this is supposedly a smart guy. He's a professor." Professor Ken Story there at the University of Tampa. Well, I mean, you come up with that and say, oh, it's instant karma because Texas, the state, voted for Donald Trump. Later, you know, he later, you know, kind of backed off a little bit. Said, I mean, I'm only blaming those who support the GOP there. Well, last time I checked, the rain falls on the just and unjust, right? I mean, there's no respecter of person there when the rain is coming down. But, you know, hey, this professor says it's instant karma. This is the attitude that we're dealing with here in America today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Why to this, why there is so much water associated with this storm. One of the things we've heard from scientists over the last 10 years is that climate change does impact the intensity of many of the storms that we see.
I probably wouldn't attribute what we're looking at here. This is not an uncommon occurrence.
Could climate change be fueling the history-making nature of this storm? It's a question a lot of people are wondering.
So watch out. There could be more monster hurricanes to come.
And that's that the theory that climate change is impacting all of this.
Well, we're not sure.
The local officials in Houston didn't have any plans to study the effects of climate change in the city or think about whether the city needs to plan for more frequent and more intense rainstorms, which most scientists say are a sure thing.
We do have a changing climate. We do have warming waters. With warming waters, you get more moisture coming into the atmosphere. And what hurricanes absolutely love is moisture, because that gives them rainfall. And that's what's happened in this situation with Hurricane Harvey.
Sure. There is no doubt that climate change makes, particularly because of warming the ocean waters and the Gulf waters, makes storms like this more common.
2 weeks ago, President Trump signed an executive order rolling back an Obama-era regulation which required all government construction to take into account the flood risk which was being caused and the future flood risk being caused by climate change and rising ocean temperatures and sea levels. The timing now seems almost ironic.
But bigger picture, explain why this could be more to do with climate change.
That since 1989, what they call a 100-year storm, a storm that's only supposed to happen once in 100 years, since 1989, that's happened six times.
You know, everyone is saying this is the storm of the century, the storm, 500-year storm. 12 years ago was Katrina. We've had now three storms in 12 years that were as bad as this, and a lot of Democrats will be saying, you know, climate change is actually, this is the kind of flooding you would predict based on the climate change models.
Man-made climate change is a myth. That's, the Republican Party is united on that, and I think one question we should ask, even if the Republican Party isn't asking that, is what is the role of man-made climate change in disasters like this one? It doesn't necessarily create storms like this, but does it increase the intensity of these storms? You know, climate change is part of this story.
Well, you know, for all the bluster, Scott, you know, if they would invest their time and resources into really doing an objective study of this, then I think we the people, you know, could benefit from it. But, you know, let's go back to what, you know, it's I'm going to have a T-shirt. I think we need a T-shirt done like that. In the absence of fact, opinion rules. Now, we got a lot of opinion flying around, and they get carried away, especially when they're in the echo chamber. Because when they're in the echo chamber, then they're all talking to themselves, and it just, you know, they just keep increasing the ante and their perspective, and they sound so official and so intelligent. And, you know, all other people are asking outside of their echo chamber is, where's the data? Where's the proof that there is a cause and effect relationship? And don't give me, you know, evidence that has been jury rigged in order to presuppose and support your idea. Give me the empirical evidence.
Well, I was amazed that they used the word theory.
Yeah,
you heard the word theory in there. Mm-hmm. You know, the theory is. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, that we're getting closer to where I'll start listening. Mm-hmm. Because usually it's just 99% of the scientists agree on this.
Yeah. Well,
99% of the scientists don't agree on anything.
They don't even agree the sky's blue. So how are we going to agree on this? So it's a false flag, and that's of course what the president of the Sierra Club insisted on. You know, that was kind of his shield. Instead of, come on, you're the president of the Sierra Club, you're going to take a stand on this, have the courage, have the fortitude, and the conviction to do your homework. Don't just fall on, you know, this piece of, I guess it's almost anecdotal, more than factual, is what even the scientists who were even involved in this would say, that it's really not valid. And I know some of the scientists have come out and said that it were associated with that. Some said, hey, I didn't even know that I was being surveyed. Somehow I got pulled into this thing. But I don't even agree with this, you know. And science, true science, what we love about true science is they're always asking questions. But yet, you know, President Obama, the Democratic Party, and this is where it does get divisive, is that, you know, they say, you know, to your point, he says, it's a fact. It's a fact based on what?
Yeah, and, I mean, let's think about real science here. You still have scientists that think that gravity might not be what we think it is.
Mm.
So there's people that are trying to, you know, let's figure out what gravity really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that don't, that think, you know, there's scientists that think Einstein had no idea what he was talking about and that the theory of relativity means nothing. Right? So if they're questioning that stuff, are you telling me that it is somehow wrong for somebody to question whether we can affect the weather?
Mm. Well, you know, this is the problem. Is that, and even more so, I mean, and I guess, it, you know, whenever, you know, people get caught in something, and when, you know, everybody was believing the earth was flat, right? I mean, if you believe differently, then you were, you know, you were a heretic and, you know, possessed by the devil. You know, and this is just humanity on down through the ages. You know, we resist these things. But to science's credit is that they will continue to ask the questions. And the brave ones will, in spite of the manipulation of institutions like our government at the people's expense, that says, hey, look, no, you will think this way, and we will pay you and reward you handsomely for thinking that way and putting out research papers accordingly. This is what they've done. And to me, this goes without accountability. You know, it's the people's money. We're getting all this, you know, ridiculous information that we've paid a ton of money for, and the question is still out there lingering. And that is the problem, you see, and this is what goes on. I mean, this is evidence that we're, you know, fooling ourselves, because there's no oh yeah moment here. You know, that oh yeah moment that says, oh, eureka, I've got it. You know, this makes sense. This is all coming. We don't get that. And we're all, you know, like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark, fed all this manure, and, you know, these brilliant people go, you know, you guys are so fortunate that you have us very elite and intellectuals out here to solve your problems, because you guys are so stupid, you can't figure this out. You know, so they've convinced themselves in their rightness, and they've been able to, you know, get these elites within the government to support their perspective and spend a lot of people's money for this kind of idiocy.
Yeah,
and the reason I say it's idiocy, Scott, is just because it's all manufactured. It's really not true science. I mean, it's a violation, it's an aberration of true science.
Well, and I'm not so bold to say that we can't, that it's not that we can't affect our environment, because it's a, you know, I'm sitting in a building right now, so it's very apparent that, yeah, okay, we could affect the environment. But I'm also not the one that's saying that we should, you know, put restrictions on ourselves before everybody else comes up to the standard we're already at.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not hearing that either. But the problem is the conversation is getting blunted and derailed because we're not dealing in truth. Of course, this conversation will continue, and this is just some of the things that, Hurricane Harvey is putting up front and center for us to talk about.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tend to agree with Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we go.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
You don't want to go here, Peter. You don't want to go here. Not after what you people do.
Vote for me, and I'll set you free.
Everything I have said has been factually accurate, but a lot of things that were said were factually inaccurate.
This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
An inside job? How dare you?
How dare you?
Bill Martinez live.
How dare you, huh? How dare you pursue the truth? How dare you want the truth? How dare you want to have an effective and efficient government that you're paying for, huh? Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And, of course, keeping you up to date on what is, everything Hurricane Harvey here. It is targeting Louisiana. We knew that was going to happen. The models were consistent to that degree that Harvey would come back into the Gulf and, reach out to Louisiana. Now, this storm is making landfall 12 years after Katrina. And, of course, this is going to put all the hard work that the Corps of Engineers had put into Louisiana after Katrina, and this is going to be a test. And this is as the area, is still dealing with the impact in Texas, the amount of rainfall. I mean, over 50 inches, record landfall. I mean, this is, of epic, biblical type of a type of character and description here. What is happening, of course, the difference, less than a week, but still 4 or 5 days of rainfall versus 40. I understand. But you can only imagine what is going on. And you see the footage there of, people being boated out. And, of course, there's a curfew in Houston. All these things are in play, to help manage the devastation and what's going on. I mean, there's certain amount of looting and it just, the poor side of humanity on display. But thank God, it is the higher call of humanity that would appear to be more on display, outweighing these exceptions, with what police and first responders are having to deal with. This is, needless to say, been absolutely horrific. And for those of you that have been donating, we continue to encourage others. This is what we do. Find a reputable reputable organization that you know is there. Like a Samaritan's Purse. On our website, we also have Save the Children noted there. There's some great organizations, the Red Cross. Make sure your money is going in the right direction because, like anything, Scott, when things like this happen, you've got people that will take advantage and they're going to come in and see this as a windfall opportunity and, divert funds. I mean, they're already talking about, they're still in the rescue phase, but, not too far down the road, they're going to be in the rebuilding stage. And just like what happened with Katrina and other disasters, you get people who aren't even contractors coming in and, we'll take care of this for you. And, we heard all kinds of anecdotal stories previously where you get these ne'er-do-wells who come in, take the people's money and run, and they don't do the job.
Almost like doubling your prices when there's a flood and people have to find a place to stay, huh?
Yeah, clean water and all this kind of stuff. To Texas's credit and the area's credit there, they're vigilant. They're watching all this stuff and, a rather stellar job in holding this to a minimum. And, the penalties are severe. Like 25 grand for each offense. And if you happen to, do it against somebody that is, a senior citizen, it can be $250,000.
Well, I know that during times of crisis that there is, they do ramp up their, Texas law ramps up the penalties. Cause I know like, burglary is, usually like two to 20 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And if you do it during a flood, it's, 5 to life. Mm-hmm. It could be 5 to life. So right. I know that they ramp up their penalties, which, probably a good thing. Because, right now is when people are at their most,
they're most vulnerable.
Oh, they're most vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly.
You're losing all your belongings. A lot of your, a lot of them are losing.
Can you imagine, Scott, the stories, the pain that you see on these people, they're like in shock, like you say. They're out of their homes. Their homes have been, destroyed. I think there was one piece of footage there where the guy was able to salvage a big screen TV. But what about his socks and underwear? You know, things that you use on a daily basis, you know, all that stuff is gone. And not to mention pictures, memories, all this other. I mean, it's just absolutely devastating. And I hope that, as much as possible, we're feeling, the pain of Houstonians and people in Texas and Louisiana that are all being affected by this.
Yeah.
And
you know, they're talking about how the floodwaters are working and everything. Well, let's talk about that. The water's there because the storm drains build up.
Mm-hmm.
So now it has no place to go, and it doesn't sink into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a flood in Minnesota, it sinks into the ground because we have mostly dirt. Well, down there, it's all limestone.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nowhere to go. So it sits on the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we create that problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, we could build bigger storm drains, but you know.
Well, this is exceptional. I mean, a Cat 4 hurricane, how often do you have? Katrina was a 3. So, you do the best you can do in the Army Corps of Engineers. And this is the tough thing. And people who thought that it would never come to this, well, it has come to this. And here they are. They're in a mad scramble. Also, I want to let me clarify one thing here too, because there was and I heard about this. Shame on Joel Osteen. The church there, Lakewood Church, that he is the senior pastor of, and they were saying shame on them. They didn't open up their church and all this stuff. And he was aggrieved by this because it was far from the truth. That church has always been about helping other people, and he showed pictures that, well, the reason that we didn't open the church immediately, and he showed the flooding. The church was underwater. So how can you have people come there? Hey, come on over here. We're underwater. But as soon as they were able to get some of the church in order and get it cleaned up and that, then they opened up the church. But it's still dealing with, some damage, from the hurricane as well. So all this has been misrepresented. And this is what happens sometimes when people are, with fake news, and they're so quick to respond. And, of course, you get this anti-Christian sentiment. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin in a little bit, in this, hate list that has come out that CNN even reported on from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So anything that's Christian, anytime you can make Christians look bad and greedy and everything like that, then they put it out there. But there's no retraction. There's not like, oops, sorry, we misinformed everybody. But this is where they lose all sorts of credibility. And even in social media, when people are so quick to just, repeat something, they get something and it's like, you're knuckleheads. You got it wrong. You don't even know the whole story. And you've put out fake news. You should lose all credibility. But in this world of social media, you can keep on lying. And keep on putting out stuff like that. And then, but for Joel Osteen and, his church body, the people are such that they've always been there to help other people. And you had to know there were extenuating circumstances. Now we know, because they did post what was going on and all the water that had accumulated there in the church. And that's why the church, but once they got squared away, as much as they could, they opened their doors. Because that's what the church does. And that's Joel Osteen's heart. So, again, unfairly characterized, and no big surprise, is that's what happens with people of faith that are supposed to be known by their love. But according to the SPLC, we're haters now, I guess. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Speaking of Jerry Boykin, he's next right here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the fresh
Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and we got a special treat for you. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin joins us now, serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President. A little bit of his background, in case you don't know, and I don't know how you would not know. The General is one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force, privileged to ultimately command these elite warriors in combat operations. In all, General Boykin spent 36 years in the Army, serving his last 4 years as the Deputy Under Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. He is an ordained minister with a passion for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and encouraging Christians to become warriors in God's kingdom. General, good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, and I'm glad to be with you this morning.
Well, General, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. More particularly, to start off, is the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of hate groups. Suddenly, they are in direct conflict with Christians and with what Jesus described that his church would represent, that they would be they would be a body of lovers, not haters. But the SPLC says that is not the case.
Well, it's not sudden and it's not new. They've been doing this for quite some time, and I remind you that 5 years ago this month, a man walked in the lobby of our organization in downtown Washington and shot our building manager and told the judge later that he was going to kill as many people as possible had our building manager not stopped him in the process of being shot. And he came in here because the Southern Poverty Law Center listed us as a hate group because we took a stand that we believed that marriage was between one man and one woman, which is a biblical standard. So this is not new, and these people are gaining momentum, and they are, as far as I am concerned, they are one of the most evil groups in America. They are loaded with money. They have fleeced people for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now they have big corporations giving them lots of money, and they are they're very difficult to stop, and they don't care what the consequences of their reckless actions are.
Well, exactly. Well, their number now is 917 hate groups that they have defined as operating in the U.S. according to their data. Explain to our audience, what is their basis of the definition of a hate group?
If you are conservative or Christian, and especially if you are both, then you can easily be put on that hate list. Now, they have no criteria. I've even talked to one of the people inside their organization who called me and was getting frustrated with what they were doing, and he said, "General, there is no criteria for this other than the fact that you're a conservative organization."
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that they have listed Ben Carson as a hater. Mm-hmm. Ben Carson, of all people. You've got Judge Jeanine, Laura Ingraham. Mm-hmm. These are the kinds of people that they're throwing in with the Ku Klux Klan and with the skinheads. So the only reason, truthfully, everybody knows what the Ku Klux Klan and the skinheads and white supremacists are all about. But they throw us conservative Christian groups right in with them as if there's no distinction. And that's why when they, finally when they did list Ben Carson, they got their head handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they retracted it. But until they get pushback, they just keep going and they discredit and they jeopardize the safety of all the groups that they list as hate groups.
Well, we were warned in the book of Isaiah that there would be a time when good would be evil, evil would be said to be good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. In general, we are living in that time, an era. Right now, Isaiah has come to life right before our eyes. The SPLC, the Alabama-based nonprofit activist group, this is what they say. They track civil rights and hate crimes and defines a hate group as an organization with beliefs or practices that attack or malign an entire class of people, typically for their immutable characteristics. Find that quite interesting. They definitely have picked on Christians in the Bible. They are very anemic when it comes to Muslim groups, though.
Oh, absolutely. And they have they've been very supportive of Islamic groups. And look, I would make the case also that they're anti-Semitic. And the reality is that they have been, even after being appealed to by Jewish groups, they've still had meetings with and regular contact with the Islamic, what is it called, the media group for the Islamic elements here in America. Islamic Political Action or Public Affairs, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Islamic Public Affairs Council. And that is a group that denies the right of Israel to even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of the complaints from Jewish groups, they've still met with them and had regular contact with them. And so they're not just against Christians, but what they are is they are an action arm of the extreme left. And they've moved way beyond their initial focus on civil rights when they were created by Morris Deese in 1971, and now they have become just nothing but the hammer for the extreme left. They are bullies, and that's the way they operate now because their agenda is that of the extreme left.
Yeah, without a doubt. In general, we were warned that this would happen. It should not be a surprise. So what's your admonition to people of faith?
Well, my admonition is that you need to go back to the book, very early in the book, in the Bible, where the Bible says, "The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name."
Mm-hmm.
And you need to understand that God expects us to be warriors
mm-hmm.
in his kingdom, and we've got to stand up to this evil. You quoted Isaiah 5, "Woe unto you who call good evil and evil good." But Psalms 94 also says, and now who's going to take a stand against this?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to rise up against these doers of iniquity? That's us. That's the mm-hmm. church.
Right.
That's the Christians. we've got to recognize that the Lord is a warrior. The Bible says so. And we've got to be warriors in his kingdom. We got to start taking a stand against this evil. I'm not talking about falling out with your AR-15 or your baseball bat. I'm talking about spiritual warfare.
Exactly.
We got to do evil against this. And that's Exodus 15:3, if you want another reference to the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.
Well, this is, and you've said this many times, General, this is a spiritual war that we are in, and we're reminded that spiritual war is not toward flesh and blood. You know, it's these principalities, these powers of darkness that are controlling these elements that want to eradicate, whether it's Jews or people of faith, Christians. You know, so we have to, you know, put on a mindset that God has toward his creation. These are the people that he sent his own son for, to die for them, and so we have a high calling, and as you say, we have to warrior up, and I think that's that is a timely admonition for all people of faith to come against and push back against this SPLC and their strategy. The reason they've gotten to this point is that we failed to push back early and often, and now here we are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, General, one final question here. This is one that came up over and over again when I had told my audience I was going to be talking to you, and they said, ask the General about his position on the transgender issue right now, if you don't mind. Can you respond to that, please?
Well, I totally, completely support the President's decision to ban transgenders. Now, I think that those that are already in the military have to be able to finish out their time in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the government, I think, they felt that there was a good faith offer by the government for them to come out. And now I think that it would be wrong, morally wrong, for us to back out of that. That said, unless you can demonstrate that a policy supports the readiness of our military, then you should not do that policy.
Exactly.
And this idea of letting transgenders serve in the military, there is no case that's ever been made for how that enhances the readiness of the military.
Exactly. Well, General, we have to leave it right there. Again, we thank you so much for being with us. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, Family Research Council's Executive Vice President on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, General. Have a great day.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it is James Hurston time. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, Mr. James. How are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. Good to be with you, Bill.
Yeah, good to be with you. As you say, boy, at least we're dry, and we think about all our friends in Texas right now and all that they're going through, and wow, it's going to be some tough hoeing, but, Texans know better. They know how to make it happen.
Well, that's the beautiful side, and we're seeing it on the social media, is people, ordinary people, helping their neighbors in amazing ways, to the point where they put themselves at risk.
Exactly.
And I think life-saving is what's going on now, and it's... That's the beauty of these kinds of terrible events, is that we see the goodness that's in the hearts of Americans, and particularly down there in Texas.
Exactly. And they're all colorblind, James. You notice that? I mean, the media is not pushing that. I mean, where's Jesse Jackson and the rest of them? You know, I guess there's no payday for them there, because it's just, you know, human beings caring for their fellow human being and loving and helping and doing what they can to serve, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the left is upset because they couldn't tear down statues that are underwater, but... You know, that's just as well. I mean, because Sam Houston's going to be on the list. The Lone Star flag is going to be on the list. And the Alamo would change history when it comes to the Alamo. All that stuff.
Yeah, because the only people that can stand are people that are perfect, right?
That's right. We have to change history to reflect the agenda, which is right out of 1984 and George Orwell.
Exactly, without a doubt. Yeah, I know. That's why all the kids are going, how long has this book been out? Hey, this sounds like today's news. Well, let me tell you, more than you realize, and if you don't push back and get control of this situation, it's going to be a bigger mess still, because that's just the way things roll. But fortunately, we're counting on a lot of good people, like what's on display there in Texas and on into Louisiana potentially here too, James, that they're holding ground here and doing a great job and... showing people the new America, the 21st century America, that isn't about the color of the skin. It's just, hey, you need help, I'm there, I can help you out. And, it is heartwarming, to say the least. But, James, I do want to talk to you about what you just wrote about, because, people are, these big mega companies, particularly Google and Apple are controlling our minds, because, unless you're already in the tank and you're drinking the grape juice there, the influence that they have, on the internet and the way things are communicated to us is pretty scary.
It is, and especially there's a disturbing trend. If you remember, one of the things that the internet-related companies, this includes Google and Apple, and Google owns YouTube, and of course we've talked on your program about Facebook and Netflix. And what these companies would always say, whenever government tried to regulate the internet, they would say, we got to keep the internet open and free.
Right.
And, of course, conservatives would cheer, and we would all cheer.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a great thing. But all of a sudden, there's been a pivot. All of a sudden, particularly Google, but Apple, too,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter, a whole bunch of them, all of a sudden, they don't seem to be champions of the free and open mm-hmm. internet. Now they want to censor, and guess when the sea change took place? When President Donald Trump was inaugurated.
James, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, the thing is that this is going to come back and bite them. Because, this is the way monopolies get broken up, because they start exerting power beyond their boundaries, and this is exactly what they're going to do, and there is going to be a snapback on them. Not immediately, because, just like you said, because of the anti-Trump sentiment that's pervasive over our country and our politics, so they're going to get away with it for a season, but get ready. This thing's going to snap back on them, and it's going to snap back hard. Mark my words.
Well, you know what? That's very wise of you, Bill, because people on both sides of the aisle have made statements about regulating the internet, including Ted Cruz on the right and Elizabeth Warren on the left.
Right.
They're inviting it. You're exactly right, because when they were arguing for it to be free and open, they weren't as powerful as they are now.
Sure.
And they're very poorly served by basically saying, hey, we like regulation. Well, that invites the government to come in and break them up. And just give you one example, and this is what I wrote about, now the internet has switched over from people using the internet on laptops and desktops to people using the internet on devices. When I say devices, it's smartphones, tablets, and the like.
Right.
And there are two operating systems that are so dominant in that world, and that is that they virtually control all of it. It is monopolistic.
Yes.
And that is Google and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Google, of course, has Android, and Apple has iOS. And if they decide, and this is a good example, I'm going to give you one where they just did decide to censor their operating system from content, it is gone.
Yeah.
And there was a startup company, and this was not a fly-by-night company. This is a company that had 200,000 users, a seven-figure financial backing, a very noble mission called Gab, G-A-B. Mm-hmm. Gab was kind of a Twitter-like app, and their idea was, let's have no censorship. Mm-hmm. Let's be free and open.
Right.
Well, guess what happens? When you're free and open, like the internet is today, we live in a fallen world. You're going to get dark content.
Right.
If you're free, that's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. Well, now all of a sudden, Google, after Donald Trump was inaugurated, has a new hate speech policy. And so does Apple. So Google kicked Gab out of its store, and almost at the same time, Apple refused to let it in their store, and essentially Gab is locked out of the world based on some hate speech, nebulous, very dangerous, ambiguous policy. Because, hate speech is something we know, what we see, and the internet is filled with hate.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like it to be there. It's also filled with smut. Apple and Google don't care about that. I'll just look at YouTube.
Right.
But in any case, you know, YouTube, Google has been censoring Bible verses, censoring Robert Spencer's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they censor it by either kicking it off or burying it. So now they've moved away from the principle of free expression. And Google also announced that they're using intelligent machine learning to get rid of that which they deem hateful. And they're partnering up with something called the ProPublica Coalition, which is putting together a hate news index. The partners in this coalition are a virtual who's who of the left. They include BuzzFeed, Univision, The Advocate, New American Media, and, of course, The New York Times. And they rely on the so-called expertise of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Perfect.
Which is, which is a partisan left-wing group.
Mm-hmm.
James,
they're going to blow themselves up. They're going to go through this exercise. They're going to blow themselves up. Because, everything else about our country, even right now, even under the most strict and, arguments and debates about free speech, you got to have it. You cannot do what they're doing. They're violating. I mean, they're going to be up for a class action suit. Oh, my goodness. The attorneys they're licking their chops on this one. This is going to be fun for them.
Well, speaking of attorneys, I was involved in a case that went to the Supreme Court this year that you and I discussed that really relates to this. You remember there was an Asian American band called
right.
The Slants, they weren't given a trademark because they said essentially it was offensive. And it went, and obviously this ended up being a unanimous United States Supreme Court decision, basically upholding free speech. And Justice Alito, in that opinion, said this. He said, the proudest boast of our free speech jurisprudence is that we protect the freedom to express the thought that we hate. It's not the expression we love, it's the expression we hate. And when we start justifying censorship by huge internet corporations, that's dangerous. You say it could boomerang, but it also could be something. If the government takes over the internet, we know for sure there'll be censorship, depending on who's in power.
Yeah, there goes your net neutrality, right?
There goes your free net neutrality. Anything?
Yeah, right. So, right. Now. Yeah, this is scary stuff that what's going on. And Zuckerberg and the boys, they better connoiter real quick here because they're going to be opening up Pandora's box in a big way here. And it will come back. I'll guarantee it'll come back to bite them. And it's going to haunt them big time because you know how the government works, James. they're self-serving. So, right now they'll ride that donkey until it's time. And then they're going to come back and chop it up in pieces.
You say chop it up, but you're thinking of Ma Bell.
Yes, exactly. Right.
And Elizabeth Warren is bringing up that analogy. And look, Ma Bell was nowhere near as powerful as these companies
no,
are now.
No, this is crazy. Hey, James, we're out of time, sadly. But, this thing about you and me, the conversation always continues, and I appreciate you being with us. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you one of the...